Our Minecraft server is provided by ServerCraft, offering reliability, support, and performance. Get your own server from servercraft.co. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 7-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
This episode and last episode were sponsored by Ice Crafter and Jesus himself, who says,
"I watch you while you sleep, Eric."
Blue Sandwich, who says, "Cookie Monster loves diamonds. Thanks for whitelisting me." Snowcrack, who says,
"Why so blocky?"
Nerdalert.no, who says,
"The nerd and Minecraft community in Norway. Go dig."
Miss Z-Man, who says, "Pigs respawn because everyone loves bacon." Scoot7, who says,
"Party squad! Yee!"
Carlos Larios, who says,
"I am Dave! Exclamation mark, Yognot, and I have the balls."
UA Crowby. Seagon, who says,
"Does anyone have some 263? I need to smelt some 12 into some 20.
Sugar, who says,
"At Seagon, I have some 263.
Trade you for some 264.
Toasted Jelly, who says, "At Seagon, keep your 264s. I have some 327s. I don't need any more." And Dimly Lit, who says,
"Happy birthday to my daughter, Izzy Von Schmizzy, with love."
Happy birthday to you. Okay.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 24, recorded on March 13th, 2011. I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And today we have a guest here. We have Miles from the official Minecraft forums and wiki.
Woo!
Hello!
This is the part where we find out the Skype call is broken?
Yes. He's muted.
Hey there, guys.
Hello!
Hey, Miles. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
So you are. So what do you exactly do with the forums and the wiki?
My job is just to make sure that they don't go down, which in and of itself is pretty much a 24/7 job.
I bet.
What's the greatest enemy of the Minecraft forums?
Really, the greatest enemy of the Minecraft forums has got to be people's passwords. I don't know how many emails we get a day. I think I got 5,000 emails sitting in my inbox right now just from over the weekend from people who have either lost their password, forgotten it, it got hacked because they used 1234 as their password.
Or password.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So you go through those and actually fix those folks up, or do you just kind of let them deal with it?
It depends on what the reason is. If their password was 1234 or password, we silently laugh about them behind their backs, and then we go ahead and help them out.
Nice. So, man, that must be a lot of work. How many people do you have on your team? I guess you would have a lot of mods, right?
Correct. We have countless mods, and we're actually in the process right now of adding more moderators. We got moderator applications open. I think for the first time, actually, we've actually opened up mod applications. But the three main workers that we have are myself, Sam, who's Citrix Squid. He actually started the forums, and then Era as well. He's another kind of server admin guy. Mm-hmm.
And isn't Easy, Notch's fiance, also a mod?
Correct. Yep. She's cool. She's a mod on the forums as well.
That's cool. Wow. So I guess you guys all have like little moderator meetings and stuff and discuss, you know, like drama on the forums or crazy things or... Like,
you'd be surprised. We're actually, as popular as the forums are, we're so unorganized.
We have no idea what that's like.
Yeah, we really need to, and we're trying to figure out a way to get a little better organized. But right now, the best we got is an admin forum that we post in. We get some feedback from people, but You know, right now we're running on PHP BB, which, if you know anything about it, is the first three letters tell you all about it. It's terrible software. So we're in the process now with working with Curse to redesign the forms and use IPB, which has amazing moderator tools that will hopefully allow us to get rid of a lot of those spam posts and all those other crap that we got on the forms.
Yeah, we get some spammers every once in a while too. Lately it's been handbags and perfume.
Hey, my wife makes handbags. Go to haversastry.com. Wait.
And perfume.
See, I'm spamming
good.
This podcast right now. Yeah, we actually run off PHP BB too, so I can understand y'all's difficulties with that and the whole password thing. You would think there'd be an easier tool for people to reset their stuff built in, but for some reason it just never seems to work, you know?
Yeah.
It's terrible. I mean, for us to go and moderate a post, it actually takes us about a minute and a half to check out a single reported post. And we get about 70 reported posts an hour.
What?
So, that's crazy. As you can tell, there's not enough time for one person to even do that.
Wow. Right.
Dang.
And you were saying y'all have done, like y'all did a million posts in January, and y'all are up to how many now?
We hit our first million posts, I believe, in about January, and we just surpassed our 3 millionth post. So we're now on track to do about a million posts a month.
Wow. So there's a lot of chatter going on with Minecraft in general.
There is a ton of chatter. In fact, our most popular one is actually the modding forums. It's insane how much people have taken the game and just run with it.
Yeah, I got to say, that's what I visit mostly. I'll go and see what is completed and what's being, you know, what's already out of development, I guess, and ready for showtime, you know. So I'll kind of browse that, and then I do a lot of searching too on it. I'll do a search for Machinima on there maybe once a day, just to kind of see what's new, and also what kind of Machinima tools or mods people may be working on or requesting. I've requested a lot of tools too, but yeah, by far that's a really, really nice forums.
I mean, I just got a stat here that in 2011, just the last 3 months, we've had 170 million page views in just that form alone, oh the modding God. Form.
That's nice.
So how many people are logged in right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Let's take a look.
Isn't it like, it's like...
I think there's two people logged on to our community boards.
And one of them is you?
Yeah.
So... we've had an issue with our live tracker at the bottom that tells you how many people are logged in. One of the problems with PHPB is once it gets up to so many, it has to go and look up that for every single time someone logs in. So we disable it once it reaches over 5,000 concurrent users.
What?
So since it's not enabled right now, that gives you kind of a brief overview that we are above 5,000. I think the most we've ever hit was 10.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome. So you were mentioning that y'all are changing forums and Curse is helping y'all with that. Are there any other tools in the works for maybe some way for other groups to get their own? Like, say, if we wanted the Shaft forums as part of the Minecraft forums instead of using our forums, anything like that? Or,
you know, that there hasn't really been a lot of talk about that. It's a great idea, though. I like it. And it would definitely bring the community together a little bit more as a whole, I think. So it's something I'll push up the ladder and see what we can get done.
That'd be kind of cool. Kind of the way that Reddit does it and lets you have a subsection.
Yeah. Yeah, because, cool. You know, if single log-on, basically, right? I log on here and I can get all my info on Minecraft right here. Get, you know, all the different websites, see if they want their own forums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did this whole thing start? How did you get started with this thing?
Well, that's actually a pretty funny story, and I know that Citric Squid's watching, so he'll probably be laughing the whole time, but I actually came in August of last year when Citric Squid and Era were having some issues keeping the forums online due to the popularity. This is the first game that I've ever gotten into and actually done anything with, and it's really taken off, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I offered some server space to them and let it run there. We were actually on my servers for, I think, about 2 weeks before we needed to actually move. Before that, it was just Citric Squid and Era, and Citric Squid started the site, had some fun with it, and then actually Notch came along, pulled up his own forms for a little bit, so Citric Squid shut down the forms for a little while, and for whatever reason, Notch decided to not continue with them, so Citric Squid brought them back up, and Era helped him keep him online from there on.
Do you think Notch gave it up because there were 70 flagged posts a minute or an hour? Do you think that's why he decided to stop doing it?
You know, I don't know why he decided to stop doing it. It could have been, it was so early in the development of the game, he might have not really been interested in hosting the forums.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
I don't blame him.
Yeah. And so, so you also run the Minecraft Wiki, right?
Correct. Yes, we do. We run the Minecraft Wiki, and then I also get a little bit of help from the other guys, too, but I also run the MC server list as well.
Oh, okay. So how did the wiki start? What was that, pretty similar? It was already running and going, and then Notch said, hey, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, actually, the wiki got started the exact same time as the forums did. It was kind of a group thing. Citrix Squid decided to start up and just pulled up both sites and ran with it. Our main moderator on there, Quattro King, has been on there pretty much since the inception and has done an amazing job at keeping the riffraff, if you will, out of there.
Yeah.
So I bet the number one thing on the wiki that gets pulled up the most times is the Redstone circuits diagram. Because I know that's the thing that I go to the wiki every single time.
That, so, or just the crafting section.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. That's actually it. The crafting page is probably the most viewed page on the wiki. In fact, I have the Google Analytics here. I'll tell you exactly what it is. Yep, it's crafting at 9.49% of the page views.
Huh. Yeah, that makes sense. That's
Everybody cool. wants to know how to make a fishing pole.
Yeah.
Well, do we want to go ahead and get into what's going on?
Yeah.
Into our weeks. And
yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
What up? So first, I got to give a big old shout out to Uber Minch. He actually went and did the closed caption. I don't know if you've seen this yet, Eric. This is for In Search of Diamonds. He did the Czech, the German, and English closed captions. And you have to do it all, like the times and everything, so it syncs up right. And he made the files, and he just said, hey, here's the files. Upload them. And so I did. And so now it's closed captioned in any of those languages.
That sweet.
It's fancy.
So very cool. Thanks for doing that. And
that's really cool. And actually, on that same note, there's been a lot of people that have done some In Search of Diamonds covers. Mm-hmm. After I posted the guitar tabs in the description area, they just started flowing in. And so if anybody out there wants to do or has already done a cover of the song, just you know, do a video response.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I like the guy who did the split screen one. I saw his was good. And then the one that
the guy with the guitar, he was Swedish.
And then the first guy who said his cover wasn't very good, but it was fine.
Was it the drumming solo guy?
Yes.
Oh yeah, he did a drumming cover of the song, just drums, but it was cool. It had like double bass. Yeah. Anyway, very sorry. Cool. So this is what are we doing? What have you been doing, Brent?
Actually, I've been messing with our server. We've been talking with the Servercraft folks, and they moved us up to 45 players on the server now instead of 55 or 30. Mm-hmm. And eventually we'll go to 55 and then higher as we get more RAM and stuff.
Yeah.
But messing with that, I've been working on sets for a video I want to do in the future. So I've been building banks and cars and traffic signals.
They look awesome.
And bookstores. And so
that sounds like such a thrilling video,
doesn't it? it is, and it will be. But that's about it for me. So I know as part of the filming stuff, we've been using a thing called Nubile. And then we had some issues with it. I'd go ahead and switch into Eric's week, where you've been playing with another one, because I want to hear about it.
Yes, I've been using Zombie Mod Pack. It's Zombe, and it installs a ton of things. what the really I was looking for a way to fly, and I was using Numble to fly, and it is crazy because when you land, there's like a 90% chance you're gonna die.
Really?
Yeah, maybe like a 99% chance.
Yeah, probably. And so I just kept dying over and over. And the reason I was flying was not just because I'm cheating and messing around or anything. It was because I was working on a video and working on some building, some stuff. Oh, this is for the Minecraft Rave video, the next one. And, I need to speed it along. I've been working on this video for like a month now, and I need to finish it, right? So I'm trying to think of cheats, mods, whatever I can do to speed it up, right? So anyway, so Zombie Pack has an excellent flying mod associated with it. Also, it has the ability to roll time forward or backward with the plus and minus key. So you just keep mashing plus, and you see the sun go tink 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 tink, go just cycling through the sky. You can also turn time off just completely and just say freeze time,
freeze frame.
Yeah. No flux capacitor needed for that. And also, you get a ton of other things. One of them is auto cart or something. It's basically you get in a cart and you control the cart with your arrow keys. So as you hold down the up arrow, you're accelerating.
Right.
And you let it go and it acts just, it slows to a stop. Or you can hit reverse and you go backward. And in the config file, you can set the amount of acceleration, so you could fly down some tracks if you want to. There's tons of other mods, but honestly, I just use those three for now.
For filming.
Yeah, for filming reasons. Thank you. Let's see. So I jumped on the server, though, this week and checked it out, and amazing as usual. There's a freaking Candyland that's just blowing my mind. Oh, every time I go there, it's like the whole place is made out of colored wool, and there's giant lollipops, and I mean, it's just awesome.
I found it randomly. I was like, what is that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be cool to kind of come upon that all.
Well, you know how I said I jump around the beaches? Like, basically, I'll just...
Cleaning up.
I'll find a place on the horizon, I'll point to it, and I'll jump to it, and then I'll look around, see if anything needs to be fixed, and then I'll pick another point and jump to it. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I was like, what is that? What is that over there?
It's and so
I jumped
colorful.
To it, I was like, this is weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And a giant spider.
Yeah. Toasted Jelly made a big old spider out of obsidian.
Big old.
Yeah, yeah. Obsidian blocks.
That's my southern. Big old. It's
big old giant. Spider.
And see, I don't know what to do with all these awesome creations. I feel like I feel like making a video, really. I mean, I guess it's what you do, right? I mean, what do you do when you... have a lot of creations on your server, make a video.
Well, and we were talking about doing like it wouldn't really be a Let's Plays, but a video series of going and talking to the creator. I don't know how interested people would be of this, but going and talking to the creators of big structures and talking to them about it. Then you can do like a little video of everything and ask them how they built it, what they use, did they spawn it, did they dig in? I don't know. Would that be interesting? Would people be interested in that? Let us know.
Yeah. It's like talking to the foreman, asking them, so how did you make this thing? And if it's incredibly boring, we can just, cut it out and move on to the next one. Or just pretend like we made it all and just make it all up.
And actually, I think Sugar and someone else, Sue, are talking about making a show like that, too, Boy on the Shaftlands.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Because what's really weird is, like I said, I'll just be off in the and all of a sudden I'll happen upon something, mm-hmm. And I'll be like, this thing is huge. Someone spent a lot of time on this, and maybe five people will see it this week, And it makes me kind of wonder if we shouldn't have like a place that we cuboid off. And like we copy a cool structure into the location, and it's a central location, and every week we feature one building,
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Well, and there's Satori actually, Satori Love actually came to our server this week and saw like all these crazy things and loved like the rainbow and stuff, and
the
we
double
went over
rainbow.
And,
all the way.
And she started making herself a little cave over there, so Eric and I came over there and started spitting flowers and stuff. It's always fun.
Toasted Jelly says the spider's rear end now produces string, by the way.
Oh, wow. A string generator.
It's got a spider spawner trap in there.
That's good.
Okay,
stuff.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Huh.
Cool. All right, Wes, what'd you do this week? How many beaches have you combed?
I stayed away from beaches this week. Now, one thing I've gotten, I have, and people joke around about it. I'll log on and people will go, Wes is back to do his loop around spawn, you know? And I basically do a loop around spawn. I fix anything. I take down any signs, any junk that people leave everywhere. I go and I make sure the tree farm is working well. I go over to the newbie chest and I put a little bit of cobblestone, a little bit of wood in there so that some people have some things to build with if they don't have anything. You know, sometimes I'll randomly put something in there like a diamond pick or, you know, or a golden apple, just some stuff to, so that if anybody checks it, oh, look, you know, something neat.
That's cool.
And then I'll walk down roads and I'll fix potholes. I'll do stuff. Somebody took our desert stepped terrace area and cover and changed it to dirt and planted a bunch of trees. And I went and fixed that and turned it back into pretty desert. And
oh, that's good.
You know, stuff like that. I have ventured farther out. I ran into Candyland. I've really gone much farther out than I've gone before. But other than that, it's mostly just, you know, being around to, you know, help people out, to fill in creeper holes, to, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So my week was not very exciting this week.
You just like gain a lot of karma each week or something?
Yes. Yes.
Cool. He's going to spend it next week. Just wait.
I am.
On something stupid.
I'm going to poop all over the server.
Triple rainbow. Yeah. All right.
So what you been up to this week, Miles?
Oh, you know, this week we've been, ever since GDC last week, we've been really trying to figure out where we're going next. Notch announced the new Scrolls game, so we're trying to see where that's going to go, trying to get some information on that and
cool.
follow that through. We also, on our personal server that we run for all the admins and whatnot, we tried a little mod out for adding NPCs to the game.
Oh.
Have you guys ran into any NPCs yet?
No.
Well, it's kind of interesting. You can actually give them some items, and then people can come and buy them from those NPCs. They'll just walk around town. It's really kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. We had something like that. What did we do on the old server?
We just had some guys who would sell and buy stuff. Yeah. Try to get the nether rack and stuff. Yeah, but it was
economy?
NPCs was the one, NPC-esque, but it was old school stuff with the old, I don't even remember the name of the old plug-in thing.
Hey,
not Bucket.
Hey-o?
Yeah, Hey-o.
HMod?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So now we're using Craft Bucket until Bucket's all ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you get to party with Notch and the Mojang guys?
Unfortunately, I didn't. I'm not high enough up on the curse ladder of importance.
Oh.
So I got to sit at home and manage the servers, and they got to party and drink with the guys at Mojang.
Sweet.
Hopefully next week.
Did you get a Steve head, though?
I didn't. You know, I'm more of a peon on this level. I kind of just make sure that the servers run good and keep the community great. And other than that, they kind of take all the fame now, you know?
Yeah. So you're the troll living under the bridge, and they're taking all the credit.
Oh, yeah, I don't like to use the word troll, but
when it comes up yeah, to. He's winning.
Yeah, we like to think of ourselves as warlocks.
Gatekeeper almost sounds good. He's still a troll, but at least creeper. I have a job.
I have creeper blood.
Nice. Well, cool. All right. So
what's your favorite thing to do in Minecraft, Miles?
I'm pretty sure my favorite thing to do in Minecraft is to go in with something like World Edit and just take out a huge cavern, just, you know, 30, 40 blocks down, and then leave only one or two blocks above it. So then someone comes along and digs, and then they just fall.
Oh, that's funny. That's awesome.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So griefer at heart, great.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
So you've got creeper blood. Anyway,
so do you read the forums for your own information? I mean, you know, other than modding and doing admin type stuff.
You know, when I first started playing Minecraft, I was on Minecraft every day. I used the wiki every day. I used the forums every day. But now every single instant I'm on the forums, because you know it pops up with every post that's reported. So I feel bad if I go through the forums and I see a reported post and I don't click on it. So then, of course, I end up spending all my time looking at reported posts.
Yeah,
which are generally, you know, by Cialis or this guy griefed my server.
True. Or handbags and perfume.
Haversatchery.com.
Nice.
Louis Vuitton, Louis Vuitton, Louis Vuitton, Louis Vuitton, Louis Vuitton.
Stop
click
it.
Here.
Are they sponsoring the show? All right. Well, we got a pretty big news section, so let's do that.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
It's my newspaper.
What is this, like toilet paper?
It's a newspaper.
All right, so in the news this week, the Minecraft documentary by Two Player Productions is a go.
Yay.
Very cool. So
it was close. They got there, and then like $10,000 went away. Like, I guess people didn't actually have the money in their accounts or something.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so then they had to get $10,000 more.
Well, they're over the limit by a little bit, but they have gotten the funding, and they will continue production. So that's very cool. Also, there was a cool article in Rock Paper Shotgun about it was a day in the life of Minecraft creator Mojang, and it's a really long tower of text, but it's pretty cool. But it's really cool. It's a real detailed walkthrough of just the daily routines and stuff of Mojang. So that's definitely worth a read. And
next, I'll read about this one. Notch posted a technical article about terrain generation and how the terrain gets generated for Minecraft. And I found it particularly interesting that he talks about how big the world can be, but he says once you get a certain distance from spawn, it starts having to rewrite over old blocks.
Yeah. Old chunks. And he says no one's really going to get out to this point.
Yeah.
Which, you know, hopefully, maybe that's what's happening to our server. I don't know. But I
like
know.
The old map because it was gigantic.
Yeah. And we're getting up to 2 gig on our current map. So it's like almost the same size as our old map.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it has a new file save format.
Well, there's the problem is there are these people who go out, and it's like a spider. You know, every map we have ends up looking like a spider with some weird bent legs, where someone has gone off, like, for probably days in a given direction, and then taken a right turn and walked that way for a few days. And
yeah,
I wonder who these people are.
And it's easy to do, too, because, well, Brent is probably one of them.
I fly, though. I don't just walk.
Are you flying? But
you guys heard about when Notch told you about the maps, right? If you continue walking, you don't ever actually come to that end.
Right.
Yeah.
It just starts overwriting your original map.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
If you get, he says, if you get about 25% of the distance from where you are, 25% of the distance on the, it's got like 1 billion or 2 billion chunks that it can identify by an integer.
Oh, okay.
And once you get about 25% of the way into that, it starts overwriting the old stuff.
That's weird. But yeah, I guess the process of walking days in one direction would be like, You walk for, I don't know, 15 minutes or 20 minutes, however long you got, and then you set a warp there, set your home, and then the next time you log in, warp back there, walk in the same direction for another 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then just do that for a month, you know, just kind of make it a little ongoing project, and you have one of those weird spider legs.
Why are you giving people bad ideas, man? Stop it.
But don't do that on our server.
Yeah.
And then when you get out there, make a bunch of red dust and make some
lots,
you know,
of flashy things. Also, this is this is kind of cool. It's slightly older news, but I just discovered this week in a tweet from Notch. He said that the ability to drain water is coming to Minecraft, so that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just drain an ocean or something and just have... I mean, if you want a real desert, a real vast desert, just take a desert biome, drain the water, and, I mean, it's going to be huge.
Or how cool would
it be? They're talking like what the sponges used to do in Creative?
Yeah, kind of. Well, you know, he didn't go into details, but, I mean, there's mods that do it now, you know, like Craft Bucket, you can do it, like /drain or something. So I don't know if it's a block. Well, it better be a block. If it's not a block, it's kind of weird, right? I mean, because there's no other commands in the game that are official. So I don't know. Maybe the sponge is back.
And I'd like to see some more, like, actual being able to tweak the actual generation, like put in percentages of things. So whenever your map's generated, any new biomes in it, maybe you say, I don't want, you know, zero water. I don't want water anywhere on this world. And then you can make, like, some really weird, you know, maps that way.
Yeah.
That would be kind of strange.
Or no land, just water, water world.
That would not be fun.
Or do 10% land, right? So it would be like water world, but there's like, you know, one main island and then a big sea. And maybe there's another little island out there, or you could then build islands out in the water.
Right.
I believe so now we just need a Kevin Costner skin.
Yeah.
Oh, we got it.
Yeah. I already used that one. Isn't he the postman too?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's got
and the golfer.
A couple of different tasks to do on the server. Cool. Let's see. This is also breaking news right here. Yes. And this is, this is reported from Bucket here on their website.
And this is a big deal. So everyone should listen to this.
Big deal.
Go.
Here.
Go, big deal guy.
It's really not that big a deal.
Apparently, account passwords have been compromised using Bucket. And so there are passwords found in the wild right now. And there's a website you can go to see if you're on the list. You just basically put in your username and it tells you yes or no if you're safe or not. So,
but regardless, change your password today.
Yes, yes.
Do it. And don't use 1234. Use a capital letter, at least one capital letter.
Yeah.
Numbers. Don't use words from the dictionaries.
Use the
squiggly. And so this is from servers using MC bands, I think, is the main cause of this. And they didn't have a way to, like, inform people.
Right.
Of doing it. And this is probably the screwing with people, right? Because, you know, they're out doing that. And I probably shouldn't say anything so they don't come to our server.
I know.
But
so do you think this is the list of people who've been banned from one server or another?
No, I think this is, I don't know, people either banned or falsely banned or doing other things that use MC bans. Because, you know, there's a big controversy of, like, would go out and basically try to get other people banned on that list so the list then doesn't work right.
Yeah.
And so then no one would be able to use MC bans because it just would not be a good list.
Right.
And so I think it's just all kind of part of all that going together trying to get MC bans not working right.
Oh.
So, I mean, I even, you know, I checked mine. Mine's not on there. We don't use... And this is another reason why we don't use Bucket yet because there's things that aren't ready in Bucket yet, and we don't know what that is yet, right? And so we're waiting for Bucket to be fully released and them say, you know, it's good to go. And then still we'll probably be very selective about what we use on it so we don't run into things like this.
Yeah. So there was approximately 1,000 Minecraft account and passwords that were made freely on the internet. And he goes on to say, we believe the list consists of information collected by a group of malicious users from a well-known griefing team.
So you might want to bleep out the name that I said.
Oh, yeah. That was the griefing team, huh? So, wonderful.
Well, it's interesting to think about it, though. I mean, 1,000 people that were vulnerable versus 1.5 million accounts registered.
Oh, it's a very tiny percentage.
Yeah.
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 That's true.
It's interesting, though. Just, I mean, that little amount of users, that little amount of percentage of users is actually 1,000 users. It's amazing how large this game has grown so quickly, and people are just really just putting Craft Bucket and Bucket plugins and don't really take a chance to look at it. And it's interesting to see how quickly people are jumping on the modding bandwagon in this game versus any other game you look at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like those mods that are wrappers and they require you to log in through their wrapper or through their program.
Yeah.
You know, without supplying source code, you know, and having people look it over and stuff like that. You know, there's been a lot of things like that. But Nimble, right? Or Numble. Numble is a wrapper that makes you do that too. You know, you put your username and password, but the source code is available, you know, and people can look through it and go, yes, this is fine. You know, and I, you know, it's like, I don't look at the source code and I don't do that, but I make
I looked at every line before I logged into it.
But I make sure,
you know what it meant, but
I make sure it's there
in a series of fast page down motions.
Yeah. And it was a bunch of text. I can attest to that. So yeah. I think we're safe.
But my process is I want to find out that the source code is available to those programmers that can see it and approve it. And if there's not a ton of people yelling and screaming on the forums, then hey, okay, it's good enough for me. It's probably not great, but
Welsh Pixie did point out that the list that Bucket has is not the full list of banned people. It's only the list of names that they have been able to gather.
Okay.
That's so good. I think that's actually pretty important.
Okay.
We also did you want to cover these stats?
Yeah, I just kind of put these in here just for fun. Just some Minecraft stats. In the last 24 hours, there were 44,000 people have registered, and in the last 24 hours, 11,600 people have bought the game. Just in the last 24 hours. It's just kind of cool to look at those stats every now and then.
It's $100,000 a day. 100,000 euros a day.
No. It's 20 bucks. That's 20 bucks now for beta.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
right. Yeah.
That's $232,000.
No. In the last day.
Oh, my God. This is a good time to say, go out to Audible. No, we'll do that later.
Man, that's awesome.
And it says that right now there's 4,430 players online,
mm-hmm.
1,033 servers. There are 5,293,000 registered users, of which 1,579,000 have bought the game. And that's almost 30% of the people who have registered to check the game out have bought the game.
30%.
That's a pretty good conversion rate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Especially
that's
for awesome. Beta.
And for, and from what I understand, a lot of people, there is, you know, that you can play hacked Minecraft. It's out there. And evidently, there's a lot, they're getting a lot of people who, you know, check out the hacked version and then buy the regular version. It's getting a good, you know, turnover rate from piracy.
Right.
So, yeah.
Which is nice.
We've had a post on the forum where people have come in and said, hey, I bought a hacked account. Played it, loved it, bought the game. Now how do I get this hacked client off my computer?
I guess I didn't even think about hacked clients with Minecraft. It's such a cheap game anyway. It's indie. It's not like you're making a statement. Put it to the man. Down with independent gaming developers. It's like, what are we doing, man? It's like, you know, 20 bucks.
I mean, but everybody at Activision plays a hacked account, right? Like, we're going to show them.
Yeah. This is for all those Call of Duties you guys ripped off, you know? Man. Well, cool. All right. Let's talk about... you and me.
Excavation Station.
All right. Let's talk about some new features for the game.
So maybe instead of us talking about stuff today, why don't we just get into the listeners?
Yes, because we have plenty of those.
Nobody wants to hear us talk about stuff anyway.
Unless you have something. Do you have something, Miles, you've been thinking would be awesome to put in the game?
You know, there's one thing, and this just comes from the developer side of it. The only thing that I would like to see, and they actually added it recently, is the ability to add a server as a command line argument. I think it would be great if we could do that. Then you could go to the forums or have an image where you could click on it, and it would actually launch your Minecraft client, automatically connect to that server.
I see. So you could make multiple shortcuts on your desktop.
Exactly. And, you know, we've, over at the forums, we've actually had a client wrapper developed for quite some time that allows you to register the Minecraft :// URL handler so that you could just put your server name after that. So then anywhere on any web page, as long as you had that handler installed, you could click on the link and it would open up Minecraft and connect it to you. They actually added that in, I believe it was 1.2, maybe 1.3. However, it was broken because it also required the username and password to be passed as well.
Ouch.
Most people aren't going to trust just any old website with their username and password. Obviously, they shouldn't based upon what we've just seen over the last couple of days.
Right. Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. That would be neat. I mean, that's one step closer to having a list, I guess, of servers that you go to. I don't know.
Well, maybe it's one step closer to someone being able to make that list work, function better.
Right.
Yeah. It'd be worth doing.
I still got my text file. You guys still have like text files or something that you keep all your server IPs in?
No.
I do.
You memorize all the IPs?
No. When I want to play on someone's server, I can go search for it and then type it in. I mean, the internet is my list.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Right.
I have a notepad file on my desktop has server addresses on it.
Yeah.
Now, you guys know that, I mean, this is going to be a little bit shameless plug here, but
that's fine.
With the server list, if you sign up for an account, you can actually add a server to your favorites list, where then it will always appear at the top of the server list. Log in, go to the front page, and as long as you're always logged in, just click on the name, you got the IPs right there.
Oh.
On the forums?
No, it's going to be at mcserverlist.net or servers.minecraftforum.net.
Oh, yeah, okay. Shoot, yeah, I'm going to use that. That's awesome. Okay, well, cool. Solved. Just like that.
Another problem solved.
Are y'all going to be able to do something maybe where y'all can have, if you're logged in to, say, the forums or something, that y'all will be able to show, like, what server someone's playing on if they want or something?
Correct. Right now we have a bucket plugin where it actually does report back to the server list who's playing on that server. Once we kind of start rolling that out and getting more people working on it, we're going to be able to have a feature where you can search for players' names and find out what server they're on and then be able to connect to that server. Right now, like you guys mentioned, the bucket's just so volatile in its development stage that I don't really want to trust it that much.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, we'll be keeping a watch on that because I know that's something Eric's been wanting for a long time.
Oh, yeah. And this is, I went to mcserverlist.net and it says at the top, I'm live on the Dead Workers Party, the Shaft podcast here. And it has a link.
Sweet.
Nice. Cool. Well, we have a call here. Let's see. Let's do it.
Hello, guys. This is Anotelhanger from Norway. Now, I'm going to say a few things, so take notes. What I want to see in the game is two things. Alchemy, like basically crafting food or other stuff to make potions. For an example, a bucket of water and bread and tomato would make a health potion. The health potion could either give half your hearts back if you're injured or give you ability to have more hearts. This potion could also be crafted with a staff to make a healing ability. To heal others or heal one heart of yourself whenever you wanted, but you can only use it a certain amount of times. I also want to see bone meal in a weapon form, like making the enemies age into dust, but the enemies wouldn't drop anything because bone meal itself is kind of easy to find itself. Bone meal should also make normal cobblestone into mossy cobblestone. P.S. Love you guys.
That's the postscript? That's not first? Gah.
Gah.
Wow. So I took notes.
Oh, good.
I stabbed my arm and wrote my notes in my own blood.
Very cool.
Blood notes. So that's a lot of stuff. Did anybody actually listen to it?
Yes. I like the idea.
Actually make notes?
I do like the idea of some kind of alchemy. And I think in the long run, it'll be another branch of the crafting.
It's the warlock in you wants the alchemy, right?
It is.
Add some tiger blood to some dye, and we have some Charlie Sheen.
And then you drink it and you win.
Yeah.
Winning.
I think I'm kind of opposite of you guys. I really like Minecraft to be the most vanilla it can be, and I'd like to see Notch open up more of a modding API and give some official supported hooks that people can create their own mods, because no matter how much you have it, Notch is only, you know, Mojang's only one development team, and you have a plethora of developers out there already creating plugins. Imagine what they could do if there was something supported.
Right. Yeah, I think that would be the best way to go about it. But, you know, someone said that alchemy was actually coming to the game officially, right?
Well, he's said it a few times that he wanted alchemy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that maybe the dyes maybe kind of instead of, or, you know, I haven't seen anything since then.
True, yeah. All right. Well, cool.
Okay, so let's see. Phil wants scarecrows.
Scarecrows.
What do you do with a scarecrow?
I'm sure there was a much cooler idea in the email.
Maybe it keeps animals or mobs away.
Yeah. If it just kind of shoes all of the...
Yeah.
Oh, you know, this would be cool. So you have some redstone stuff you're working on, a really complex circuit, and freaking cows and sheep everywhere,
yeah.
You know, and
they come and pee just, on your redstone and knock it loose. And
yeah, they're always peeing on stuff. He just pops some scarecrows up, and that's it.
There was a post by Notch a while back where someone suggested that they have like a redstone crafting bench where you're able to take a giant redstone circuit and kind of put it into one block.
Oh. We've covered that on our excavation station before.
Yeah.
The idea of having circuit, like a breadboard
thing. Like compact circuits.
That would be, I think that would be amazing to have in the game, because when you get really complex redstone circuits, it's huge.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, it's one of those things, like, you know, part of the cool thing about working with redstone is that it's this large kind of monstrosity. It's not this...
Yeah. It's like a computer from the 60s.
Yeah.
You know?
50s.
Like or 50s, like there's a building.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Because, I mean, half the struggle right now, I was talking about this a few weeks ago, in building some double doors with, you know, XOR switches, is finding a way to have the switches near the doors but not have the redstone intersect. And, you know, it's a spatial as well as a circuitry kind of thing.
Right. And by the way, Snape kills double doors.
Snape kills the double doors?
Yes.
Oh, that guy's a jerk. But I do think, you should be able to, like, put up a scarecrow and keep chickens and pigs out of your house. You know what I mean? Or, like, if you have, you know how sometimes if you build underground areas that have grass, it'll spawn mobs. Maybe you could stick a scarecrow in it and that your underground grass wouldn't spawn animals.
Yeah, no spawn area. That's kind of cool. Neat.
Cool.
Thanks, Phil.
And I like this next one from No X. Achievements.
Achievements.
I thought someone else was going to read it, but no one's on it.
Well, you started it.
Achievements are cool.
They are.
They're useless and stupid, but I love them.
And they resonate with the completionist in all of us and will take hours and hours of our time away from us in a cruel and inhumane fashion.
And about the only reason I still play WoW, I think, is achievements. So
yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it actually refreshed the game for me as well. But I like achievements. I like achievements on Xbox as well. You know, I'll play a piece of crap game just to get achievements. Is that stupid?
So imagine an amazing game with achievements.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Epic Cookies wants NPCs in different towns, like we've discussed before, but they have different items that you could buy, like pogo sticks, drills, and poop blocks.
Did he actually? He did, didn't he?
Yeah, he actually put those in, and I read them out loud on the radio.
On this here show?
Yep, on the radio.
What are you doing, Wes?
I'm talking about poop. Anyway, I really like the idea. I think this goes in with the whole ruins thing. I do like the idea of having a way to kind of populate the world, and I think that would be kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. And it would save you from spending a lot of money like Yogscast does. Actually purchases all of their NPC accounts and things like that.
I wonder if there's some room for some plugin that, okay, say you log into a server and then when you log out, maybe your character avatar stays in, like with the name, and does something like not actually building, but walking around maybe. And then when you log in, you know, maybe you're in a different spot, or maybe you're in the same spot or something. But it just gives some character to the world, you know, these people walking around and
yeah, because the server would be able to keep with all 5,000 of our registered users walking around spawn at once. That would be great.
Yeah. I'm sure it wouldn't
one day
lag anything.
Yeah, maybe you only walk around for like 20 minutes after you log on.
Or maybe it just keeps 10% of the people on or something. Yeah. Like an X amount of people. Yeah. I don't know.
I really like this next one. Do you want to read it?
Jamie O wants a Viking mob. Out at sea, wears kilts, and are on big wooden boats. A Viking mob?
Yeah, and they're coming for your credit cards.
That's pretty awesome.
Speaking of, we've got a new sponsor, Visa. Ginger Nader 666 wants Notch to add a way to record like Fraps so people don't have to buy Fraps.
If I recall, Notch likes that idea and wanted something like that going on.
Well, you know, like Team Fortress does it, right? You can just
create a
demo. So maybe that could be it. Just record the demo on the...
Have you seen the new tools?
Yeah. Yeah, we probably shouldn't talk about it, but if you're into demos and recording in TF2, do a search and see what they've done. They've done some neat things with
beta of a new recording system where you can switch to whatever player you want and whichever team you want and follow. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need in Minecraft. I would love that, to be able to roll back time and see the world play out and say, you know, that's an awesome giant spider you built. I'm going to roll back and watch you build it. That'd be crazy.
Or I'd love just like a spec mode where we could set a camera. I mean, I guess we could stream something like that, but you know, if there wasn't a slot for you to log in, you could at least watch the spec camera and
float around.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I like where you're going with this, Brent.
Let me
Wes really likes that.
I do. I really like that. If you can't get on the server, you can watch from a particular place. That's awesome.
Hey, Marcus. Yeah, Wes really likes this idea. Let's do it. Let's go. Okay. Talk to you later.
And of course, he's flicking me off in his eye over here. Next is Urine. And
all right.
And he wants God. And really, you know, it is Sunday, and it's a good day for it. Actually, he wants God or religion, devils, angels, etc. And I think there could be some neat RPG elements with that, but I don't think that's necessarily a good idea.
And this kind of goes with, we get this excavation station thing a lot for the ether, the opposite of the nether, which will either be above or below, whatever. But it's kind of that, you're going to have this nether is kind of like your hell, and then the ether is kind of like your heaven. So I doubt we'll see devils and...
Notch, when he put in... the nether, he wanted to stay away from religion, you know, because at first he was going to call it hell and thought, well, you know, why keep religion in there? Just make something new up. So having a gods and devils and angels is cool, I guess. But, you know, if it doesn't relate to any sort of real religion in the world, just to keep down the amount of...
Yeah. And really, if you're on a Minecraft server and you need someone to worship, there are admins and mods that will appreciate your devotion and service.
Now, but what would be funny is, like, what if they made, like, mods or admins like gods, right? Okay, and this could be kind of almost black and white-ish, that game, I don't know if you remember, but an admin logs on, and they're not a little player walk around, they're these big hands coming out of the sky, and so they can manipulate the world physically by moving blocks or even players, you know, hey, I need to teleport to so-and-so, and they just sweep the world around until they get there, and then they're like, oh, you're griefing, I'm going to pick you up and destroy you, and, like, throw you... I mean, wouldn't it add, like, this new, like, just...
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
Especially, like, if people could, like, do, like, a slash kneel or slash pray or something, you know?
Yeah.
Do, like, a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe mods...
Like too far.
And then everybody has to pick a god when they log on, you know? An admin god. And the one who has the most worshippers has the most power.
Oh, the war of the gods. Yeah. You could sacrifice someone, maybe, to get, like, a little more karma.
And then the admins get on, they just start throwing players at each other.
Yeah.
I like
people build huge, gorgeous creations, and the hands of God come down and smash them like the playthings that they are, and everyone suffers, and it's horrible. And
I believe that is smote.
Oh, smite. Sorry. Yes,
God is a griefer.
We don't smash.
God is a griefer. Nice.
What if God was no griefer?
All right, we're gonna go into this call.
Hello, shafters, shaftettes, and shafticles. You were talking before about leaving messages in storage crates. So, I was just thinking of the idea of using ink and feathers and creating a pen. From there, you can use paper with the pen and write a message with maybe a 255 character limit or whatever. And you can just right-click the paper and read the message, and if you have a pen, then you can edit the message. That way you could leave a letter in your friend's storage chest saying, "Lol, I stole all your stuff, bitch." Sincerely, not explosive. Oh, and by the way, poop blocks. Just putting it out there.
Nice.
I think maybe only 253 characters, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But otherwise,
with that too.
I stole all your stuff. That's a good... Yeah, that's what it's for. Yeah.
You know, I like that idea, though. Like a mail system in-game would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, I do.
Kevin Costner.
We've talked before about paper and messages and how you should be able to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we had a working post office for a while. You know, it's just like basically grab a sign, put it in a little room that, you know, each person has a little room, and you just walk into the room, you know, put the sign down, and we used it for a little while until it was, well, it was griefed, right? Like the post office just wouldn't.
We have a post office now.
Yeah, I believe actually what happened was the Tortuga Syndicate came and they tried to do one of their cutesy little things and accidentally like blew up the.
Oh yeah, like I mailed you some lava. Here you go.
I think they fixed it, but then we lost the server or the map and whatever. And so I think it's still there. It's just when we go back.
Well, we've got a post office on the new server too. Yeah.
Exchange. Have you seen the exchange?
Yeah,
I think it's crazy. Like water inputs and outputs, or you like drop something in and they drop stuff out.
I need to see this.
But the thing is, like, I don't like having to go to a place to read the messages.
But it's only one thing you got to do. Like, what else are you going to do in the game? Clean beaches?
Yeah.
Well, once we have, and once there's warps, you can just warp to the post office.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
I still would like mailboxes, so. But we do have mail. Now, it's only for the mods right now. But once we get permission straightened out on the server, everybody will be able to send each other mail and mm-hmm. just slash yeah. mail to them. But I do like an in-game version.
Yeah. That's cool. All right, what's next?
Next is Swordwrath, and he wants a pump cart. And I'm assuming he's talking about the little hand carts where two people stand on it and go...
and yeah. pump. Like the soggy bottom boys.
Not that face you're making. I recognize that face.
it's the motion you're making, dude.
There is nothing lascivious about this motion.
I only see one hand.
Were you doing a troll face or something?
No, I was just
that thing where he blinks and he... yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Stop blinking. Stop blinking.
So a pump cart. So it's a two-man cart on rails.
I'm also like five in my head, so I just hear pump and I laugh, right? Pump.
Poop. Pump.
The old pump and dump. All right, then. Let's move on. All right, then.
So, and Beyonce wants grapevines. Plenty near walls will creep up them.
Cool.
And grows grapes, I assume.
Ooh, grapevines.
So then like, we can make wine.
Like mm-hmm. kudzu.
You like wine.
I do. Wine is delicious and tasty. And it's full of antioxidants.
And Dionysus likes wine.
Yes.
So there's your gods.
Yep.
Yeah.
With wine.
I like it. Yeah, I still think there should be some sort of way to get drunk or tipsy or something, you know, like in his kind of slurred speech walking around and, you know, okay, like, wow, but, you know, just...
And we got to finish up this podcast because Eric's got a meeting to go to after the show.
I do?
Yeah, your AA meeting.
Oh, right. Yeah, anyway. That. I always forget about that. So we got another one from Soup Ostrich. Says he wants light fixtures attaches to blocks like pressure plates. Primitive torches are cramping my style, yo. He actually typed that.
Yo. That's good. I might have typed him the yo. I don't know why.
So, light fixtures.
I think this is a really good idea.
Maybe they're powered, right? So you put a light fixture on a block and then power it with redstone.
Yeah.
Oh, and have a switch so you can turn it on and off.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what, you know, you can't really turn lights on and off except for taking them off the wall.
I mean, but then you got danger. You know, somebody turns off the lights in your house and then, you know, you come home and it's full of creepers. That's bad.
I mean, you can turn on lights down. You can turn on...
You just need to come home armed.
Just
prepared to fight.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, because that's good. Yeah. Amberclad actually continues this thought process, and he says that lightstone should be able to be turned off by redstone so that it would be a better, like, more functional light thing than torches.
Yeah.
And I think that might not be a bad idea if you could tie lightstone to some kind of a redstone circuit and turn it on and off.
Yeah. Yeah, since it's the entire block that's being powered and not just an item you can lay anywhere, it just seems like that's the most natural thing to do. As if I don't really know why it's not being able to be powered at this point of the game. I would love that.
And maybe that means that netherrack should be able to carry a current, and that's why lightstone works in the nether, is because all the netherrack is...
Oh, so you like tying it together with some lore or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is that the right... No, that's probably not the right word.
Physics.
The
some logical physics that are based on illogic.
The next one is actually about Netherrack. We have one from Darth 118 Vader, who says he wants a Netherrack sword that you could also set on fire.
Yeah, we had this last week, the talk about
different elements.
Types of weapons. You know, you can put ice in it or
poison.
I like the idea of a flaming sword. I think it's, you know, it's something that we mods could use to intimidate everyone else and not let anyone else in the server have it.
Well, and it might be some cool things like, you know, maybe you have to light it, and if it's not lit, it you know, doesn't do any damage, but if it's lit, it does. So it could be like a practice sword too or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It does damage to yourself.
Unless steam
or something.
I would love a sword to do damage to my self-esteem.
Yeah,
you're no good.
You're nothing, Brent.
You swing me like crap.
You're dead to me. All right, another call here.
Let's hear from Thomas.
Hey there, Shafters, or Shaft people, it is, or whatever.
Shafticles.
This is Thomas from Germany, and I have two suggestions for your excavation station. First one would be volcanoes. I think basically they would look like normal high mountains, but with a lava lake on top, and also lava streaming down the hill. So I think that might be pretty awesome, especially at night. My second suggestion would be birds. Simply birds. I always wondered why there are no mobs flying around. We have water mobs, we have mobs walking on land, but no mobs up in the air. Except the guests in another world. So I think it would be cool to have, I don't know, maybe two or three types of birds sitting in trees or flying around, making bird noises. So simply our Minecraft worlds could look a bit more alive and not so empty and lonely. Oh, and there could even be hostile birds like eagles, or let's say eagles. They could sit in their nests on top of high mountains, and when you climb that mountain and come close to an eagle, it will attack you just to defend its nest or to kill you and feed you to its little, I don't know what it's called, birds, little birdie children. I think it would be cool. Freaking eagles, so laser beams on their freaking heads. So these are my suggestions. I love your show, listen to it every week, and keep up the good work. Bye.
Eaglets.
Yes,
eaglets. Not freaking laser beams on their heads,
not to be confused with aglets.
Aglets?
Yes. What is an aglet? And
maybe rockin'.
An aglet? Rockin'. You don't know what an aglet is?
No. I never know what anything an is. Aglet, you always have to tell me.
The aglet is the little part at the end of your shoelace that's kind of... The little solid part at the end of your shoelace.
Oh, like the little plastic...
Cylinder. I thought that was a flugen...
No, nope, it's called an aglet.
A flugen?
A fluginator, or...
That's like a...
No, that's like, what they tried to name it on... Wasn't that what they tried to name it on Phineas and Ferb? We tried to change the name.
I think it was
name.
Like cocktail or something.
Anyway... and
that's
really
like a Swedish curse word or something, isn't it?
It could be. I'm sorry, guys. And didn't mean to call you out a Flugeneister.
and let's be honest, okay? Eagles don't need to defend anything. They're jerks. Okay?
Flugelbinder.
If we just have the eagles around, they're going to walk around and they're going to puff up their chest and they're going to go, "Hey, buddy, what are you doing?" They're jerks. Just don't. You don't need to give a reason for them to.
I'm thinking turkeys, owls at night.
Yeah, because turkeys do a whole lot of flying.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Oh, yeah.
But you can kill them and eat them.
Penguins. Those are birds that don't fly.
In the biomes, you get some penguins. And the.
But yeah, I like birds. Birds is... The bird implementation in Mo Creatures is actually pretty good. Yeah. The sounds and their AI, how they fly and land on things and walk around. It's really cool. So I would like that. All right. I think maybe just one more here. Yeah. This one's golden here. This is from Italian Patty. He says, light stone plus poop block equal glow-in-the-dark poop.
Yeah, that's a good one to end it on there.
This is going to end up like the chief, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
If you could be on an island with one type of poop block, which type of poop block would it be?
I want the kind that cooks
dinner.
Let's
not talk about different types of poops.
Well, you were just talking about glow-in-the-dark poop.
That's true. Well, now let's talk about something amazing.
sightings.
It's so beautiful. Oh my god. It's so intense.
Sightings.
Sightings. Okay, well, we got a pretty good sighting here. We got this announced to us by Welsh Pixie and the Orange Door. We had no idea what they were talking about. Yeah. They said, congratulations, you got second at PAX. And we're like, second what? Second best gaming podcast? Second best this? Second best that? Oh my God, what could we have won? It's got to be important. And it was very important. We were second place in the in a structure competition on the for the PAX East structure competition, and
it's like a flash build kind of thing or something.
It's like a thing, and I think Spencer's responsible for it.
Yeah. Good old Spencer Williams.
Well, I wonder if he got some people to help him or if it was just him, but I know he had asked for the blueprints for our logo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he created the logo.
He created the Shaft logo in the Flash build, and he won second place at PAX.
Well, but we're not sure it's him. Like, I hate saying that it's him when it could be completely and someone random.
This literally happened.
But they did say it was second place by the Shaft guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So unless he might have said he was a Shaft guy.
And this happened right before the show. Like, this is us trying to figure this out because of our Twitter was blowing up, and we just were like, okay, we got to figure this out, and so we can talk about it.
And first place was Mega Man.
Yeah.
And third place was Pac-Man.
Yeah, we're sandwiched so right in between.
We're Shaft
legends.
Man.
Shaft Man.
Shaft Man.
Cool.
And then we got another video.
We do?
Yeah.
We do. We have, this one's by Welsh Pixie. Now, I think it maybe, is it the first, like, Minecraft porn? I'm not sure. It's not quite porn, but it's called Strip Mining. And it's you know, tongue-in-cheek, so, but it's cute. You should,
tongue-in what?
It does have an intent.
I don't know what I said.
It has a warning label at the beginning of the video, too. That's funny.
She just fled our chat room.
Yes. And I'm out. Nice one.
Nice.
Did I say that wrong?
What?
Oh, nothing.
Oh.
No, I think you're good.
Yeah.
Well, speeding right along.
Oh, there was something else
that
I wanted to... 404 Hardcore Challenge. I forgot to put that in there.
Nice.
So just a video we put out jokingly for the... And, you know, there's the 404 challenge. Well, we did it the hardcore style. We just turned and dug and went down and to see how long we could last. Well, how long I could last. So go take a look at that and then make your own and reply and we'll put it up.
Miles, have you seen the 404 challenge?
I have not.
Basically, it's this map and there's a piece of gravel. And if you go and you dig, you fall down this hole that goes almost all the way. It goes almost all the way down to the bedrock. And so they started this thing where you put in 404 as the seed and you have until sunset to mine, to do whatever you want on the surface. And then as soon as the sun goes down, you have to go and dig in the hole and go down to the bottom and see how long you can stay alive. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed. You're not
so what's your guys' record?
Well, we did he didn't do any mining. He just turned and went straight for the hole, and I think you lasted what?
Well, it depends if you start counting from the top or the bottom. Because I was about to touch the bottom when a creeper killed me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to give away the
But if
ending.
You do it the legit way. In fact, Mills did a really he's done like a four-parter so far on his, and he's got a garden down there. He's got a mob grinder. I mean, he's got like all
How did he get a garden? Because he forgot seeds. I watched his 404 challenge,
and he's got seeds in part four.
Okay, yeah. He must have died and start over again. I don't know.
But
you're not allowed to use torches either. Miles and so you get down there and you can use redstone torches, but they don't provide much light. All your light has to come from lava, pretty much.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. So have you seen anything cool, like what's an amazing thing you've seen recently, Miles?
Oh man, you know, there is I think probably the best thing I've ever seen is almost I think it's the full film, but a complete representation of Jurassic Park, the first one, where you actually hop in a minecart and you go around the entire Jurassic Park world.
Sweet!
That sounds awesome.
And of course, they overlaid the theme song to it, and it's pretty cool. The only thing I wish we could have seen in there was some guys getting eaten out of the porta potty or something like that.
Nice.
We're typing over each other here.
Are we going crazy here?
Well, that's awesome. I haven't seen that yet. I want to see that.
Yeah, I've just seen the Jurassic Craft, the mod that allows you to go back in time, I guess, and visit the dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Well, let's move on to this guy.
Resources.
And I kind of already talked about Zombie Mod Pack, but maybe I can do a little. I can read this list here of all the mods that this thing is that contains. And in fact, it's actually a pretty easy installation, even though it is multiple mods that are being installed. But of course, you get your flying thing. Flying actually works in multiplayer and single player. But you also you get a recipe. It's a custom crafting recipes that enables the user to customize the crafting recipes, which is pretty cool. That's single player only. Then it has the cart thing that I already discussed. A lot of stuff. This is kind of weird. The ability to make a path that you can. It basically records the path that you take, and it's animated, and you can see it. And which is kind of neat. It's like a GPS trail or something. And it says in the notes, if nothing else, it's just a strangely hilarious way to watch the path. It's very unique and weird. Also a cloud mod where you can turn on or off clouds or raise them up. The sun control. A lot of stuff, I'm just kind of going through this list because a lot of the stuff I haven't used. Some teleportation thing. Wow, there's probably like 20 of these mods that get installed. Oh, a resize, so you can resize, or it varies the sizes and health of various critters and mobs. So you can make really tough mobs or really large, and like visually large mobs, like giant sheep or whatever. Anyway, then that's called Zombie Mod, so that'll be in the show notes for you and your friends and your enemies. Also, what is this Minecraft Scribe?
This is a website that someone from our community is working on from Astragali. So it's a new Minecraft blog, so we'll link to it. So go take a look at it.
Astragali.
And this last one here someone sent this in, and I don't normally want to do stuff that's like paid, like that you have to go pay to do it, but it's an iPad or an iPhone app, and I went ahead and got it because I just wanted to look at it. Some of the stuff they mentioned it sounded pretty cool. And it's called Minecraft Pro. It's 99 cents, and we don't have anything to do with them, so it's not like a sponsor or anything, but
if you buy it, send us 20 cents too.
Yeah. So it's really $1.20.
Yeah. Send,
you know,
yeah.
But it's got, you know, all the recipes, like all the ads do. It's what I thought that was kind of cool is it has like some tutorials on building stuff and farming, redstone mining, transport. It actually has some stories, like some fiction, fanfic stuff. And then it's got another interesting thing, and I assume this will be updated, but it has a bunch of castle blueprints. Like, so, you know, from England, France, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Switzerland, all these countries, it's got different types of castles that, you know, real castles that you can go look at, and it has pictures of the castles, and then it'll actually have, some of them will have blueprints, cool. So you can actually recreate them easier in-game. So I thought that was kind of cool, and to me, that's kind of worth 99 cents there to get a resource like that. And I know you can go online and probably find... similar things, but
it's 99 cents for convenience and 20 cents for loyalty to us. I think it's a logical thing and stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, that's Minecraft Pro.
Do you have anything that you would like to promote, Mr. Miles? Any resource you...
No, there's a project that I'm working on right now called Distributed Minecraft. Obviously, one of the biggest issues that I've found with Minecraft from the server side is that it's not symmetrical multiprocessing, meaning it doesn't use multiple cores. So even if you have like a quad-core system, you're only going to really use one of those cores. So what myself and a couple other developers are working on is actually being able to distribute that out. So putting nodes on 5, 6, 10, 20 different servers and having one master node that people connect to that then gets pushed out to the other one. So we've actually tested it with 1,500 players before quite successfully.
Nice.
There's some things that are still not working quite right, such as when you place a sign, it only shows up for the people on the node that you're on. It really works in tandem with a database on the back end, and a bucket plugin is really what we've done that just kind of spams the other nodes and tells it what that node is doing.
Oh, nice.
So it's still very alpha, still very broken and everything, but in the little time that I do get from not fixing passwords and whatnot, that's what I'm working on.
Wow, super nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna log on with a terrible password and then complain about it and send you a love note in my complaint letter.
Well, see, you'd actually be surprised. I think probably about 50% of the password requests that we get are actually for people who think that we're official Mojang company. They will say, you know, hey, I bought your game and I tried to log into the forums and my password doesn't work. I'm like, well, did you read the giant red letters that says when you log in we're not Mojang?
Yeah,
but
well,
you're official.
People ask us support questions too. And we're like,
yeah, and all we can do is point them to the correct places when we can.
Yeah.
Yep, and that's what we try to do. Luckily, Citrix Squid is. He doesn't really have a life. I think he sits in front of his computer. I don't think I've ever seen it where he's not on. He lives in the UK. So I'm here in Portland, Oregon, so the time difference is vast. But it's really interesting that there's never a time that he's never online.
Well, cool. And I guess the last thing I don't know if this should be resources or news, but the MinecraftCon.com website, we put that up, and go there, and we'll be posting more info about it as we get it and can supply it.
Yes, come and join us. We wish to be Con. Minecrafty together.
Yes, let's all have fun together in RL.
In RL. You're adorable.
Yeah. All right, ready for the next thing? Oh, wait, this is, we don't have a bumper for listener contributions.
We don't?
No.
Listener contributions.
I'll play the one from last week that I got sent. This is awesome.
I guess you didn't like mine.
Listener contributions.
That's the best explosion ever.
Cool. So if you would like to send in a listener contribution bumper, do so. It'd be cool. All right. So we have a couple things here. In fact, first, should we mention Audible?
Sure.
Audible.
Now you have a pick of the week, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Audible has been good to us. They sponsor the show, and we offer something to our listeners. Basically, if you go to audibletrial.com/theshaft, you can sign up for a 14-day free trial, and you can get a book for free. And what we like to do is kind of, you know, listen to an audio book while we play Minecraft, because you know, both activities take a long time, and they go very well together. And also, you know, if you're a podcast listener, then you know this is right up your alley. This week I just kind of wanted to mention a little book I was listening to. It's actually pretty good. It's called The Art of Deception, and it's written by Kevin Mitnick. Do you remember who Kevin Mitnick is?
No.
You remember the name? He was a hacker. Yeah. Free Mitnick. He was a hacker, and he went to jail. And he wrote a book. And Well, he's kind of a unique hacker because he uses social engineering to gain passwords and things like that. And it's in very, very great detail in the book on how to, say, get a password for a, you know, major bank or a database or something through just a phone call, or just kind of swinging by the office and asking a few dumb questions, and then you leave with all this information. And it was so easy to get, so much easier than going the network route and going the traditional hacker route. Anyway, it's a really cool book. Audibletrial.com/theshaft.
And I want to just mention one. This is actually a really old book, but it fantasy kind of transcends all the time. But this is one of the first ones I got on there. It's called Pawn of Prophecy, and it's part of a series by David Eddings.
Oh, that was a great series.
And it's awesome. So there's like 5 books in the series. They're not too long. These are 14 hours. The first one's 10 hours. The rest are like 12, 14 hours. And that's pretty short for an audiobook, but they're really good. The readers are really good, and go get cool. it.
Sweet.
We'll find a book on like mining and get like some tips on how to mine like in real life and apply those to the game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start up the excavation equipment podcast again.
So, let's see. We got a question here from Jonathan99J, who said, are you ever going to bring back Egypt, and will you change it?
Well, we have done...
Okay. End of story.
There we go.
Yes.
Simple. Simple. Kind of our new spawn area is kind of Egypt-y, especially if Eric would come back and build his stuff like he was building. He was doing so good, and then it got bloated up.
Oh, yeah. It was like it was almost like the Tortuga from Conan, the MMO, the little seaside village or whatever.
But we have a large hill that all it is terraced sand areas. And I would love for some people to come and build some, you know, Egyptian style, you know, buildings there.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I would love it.
I think I just need to find a big area that's untouched, and it's kind of hard to do on our server. I mean, I have to be one of those.
Well, let's just make it.
Yeah?
I don't mind. Let's just make a big sandy area. We'll get on and find a place that's fairly close to spawn, but not built up yet.
Because, I would like to. I think that would be cool. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Because I made an area for the mod place, and if it turns out not too far from...
Is this Mod Island?
Yeah, and I made it mostly sand. I mean, it's a huge sand.
Is that the place we filmed?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's further.
We like sand.
Yeah, sand's
I don't know
cool.
why. Sand seems to be fun to build on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice and bright.
It's like a big blank canvas.
I love the way sand sounds when you walk on it, too. Yeah. No, that's dirt. It goes...
How do you know that's not what I was doing? Maybe I'm just bad at impressions.
Well, you need to get better.
Well, you know what needs to get better?
Eric's
how fast
timing?
Eric plays the MP3s that are...
Okay, let's do one from Fracking Toaster.
Hey, guys. So I was wondering, because Minecraft is such a community-driven game, where ideas from the community actually have a chance of being integrated into the game, with all these... ideas that people have, some of them not so great, what point does Minecraft jump the shark? Meaning, what feature, if they add it, would take it too far? My guess is it would be the poop block, but I don't know. That's just me. Love the show.
No. Poop blocks are so needed.
I don't know what it would be. It would be like if you... crafted an item like a mining pick, and then there's a link to go buy a mining pick on Amazon or something, you know, like in the game. I think that'd be pretty much jumping the shark, right?
Oh, please no.
Am I saying that adding ads to it jumps the shark? I think just making it overcomplicated, really. I don't know.
I just think if it becomes too easy to get everything, like I think the scarcity of resources provides, and even what's his name from Zero Punctuation commented on this. He says it's not like Gary's Mod where you can get whatever you want all the time. He goes, there's actually a finite amount of these things. You have to go out and get the stuff that you're going to build with.
Yeah,
and I think if it's too, if there are ever infinite dispensers of materials and things like that, I think that would be jumping the shark.
Right. Or if they put Fonzie in there.
Yeah.
As an NPC.
Yeah. Speedboats. Speedboats. That would be.
Speedboats.
Yeah. Okay. Next is a letter from Sugar Cane. He says, hey guys, I love your podcast and just recently started playing on your server. I walked around for 20 minutes and found this cool mountain away from spawn and started building on it. On the first night, I counted 6 creepers were hanging out outside. On the 8th night, there were 20 skeletons, 10 creepers, 6 zombies, and 5 spiders trying to follow me on my sky bridge. Did you do something to mob spawning or is it just normal? Thanks guys, love your show. Heart, Sugarcane.
Well, sometimes we'll follow people around and just spawn bad things behind them.
Yeah,
but no. Yeah. That's just normal mobs on our server, I guess.
Yeah. I know that one time I was walking through you know, the road that goes like from spawn over to Law Cactar's castle.
Oh, yeah.
There's a road, and then there's a pond on one side. It's about 3 blocks down. Mm-hmm. And I looked over, and I was about to walk next to that walkway, and there were 3 creepers just hanging out in that pond. And I have no idea how they got there. There was plenty of lights all around. It just sometimes happens.
Wow. Weirdness. Huh. You know, we were talking about getting some sort of like a creative server where people could just spawn all day. I think that'd be a cool idea. I mean, like, I don't like just having to... What? Are you laughing?
No, that's what I
was just laughing at me because I was over here trying to move my browser up like it's a touch screen.
With your finger?
And I was laughing.
I was like, what's going on? It's not moving.
And I was just laughing because I mentioned that lack of scarcity of resources would make the game jump the shark.
I know, and I'm like, spawn it all. No, but like, you know, I don't know. People ask me to, you know, spawn items left and right. I'm like, no, I mean, I don't really like spawning stuff unless it's part of the rule set for the server. I mean, I may spawn like a... You know, if somebody asked me for some wool, I might spawn, you know, 1,000 sheep and make it fun for them at least, right? But, you know, I don't want to just like dump a bunch of... You need netherrack? Okay, slash give. You know, it's kind of like...
I try to be... I'll help big projects. Like, I gave F. Tempest some railway... You know, because I was like, that's a lot of iron for that.
That is.
You know, so I gave him, and then like if somebody's building a big road, I'll give them some stuff, you know, to build the road. But I try not to spawn individual things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Like all bitter. I can't believe you're spawning stuff. No, I probably shouldn't say this because now the people do it all the time. But every once in a while, someone'll be like, man, I wish I had blah, blah, blah. And I'll just be like, doot, 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 and give it to them.
Yeah.
And then I don't think it tells them who gave it to them. So they're all of a sudden like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
You know, but
sometimes I'll get in giving moods and I'll give new I'll give new players like diamond picks and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's always nice.
Yeah.
So we get kit tools. Wow, that was it.
No, yeah. We need to keep going. Let's talk about something else.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Actually, we did get a complaint from the chat room.
Are we in trouble?
Well, I think it was Italian Patty. I think that's who it was. He said that he really needs to get some work done, and so we need to end the podcast.
Oh, sorry about that, dude. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so we need
go ahead and end it up, wrap it up on here. He's the one who wanted glow-in-the-dark poop blocks, so I wouldn't really listen to him. awesome. So, we got anything else we want to pimp out? So you want to...
Oh, next weekend we're going to be shooting a music video in town. So I know this doesn't affect a lot of people out there. But if you're in around the Huntsville area...
It's easy to get here from Nashville, Chattanooga, Atlanta, Birmingham, Memphis. All these cities are around here, and we're within driving distance.
Yeah. Is it Sunday? We're 4 or 5, something like that. We'll tweet it out the time, but... we need some extras to dance and stuff. So come on down. You're free to be in the video, whoever wants to be.
Yeah, come down, meet us, and be in the video. It'd be fun.
You need to dance.
Is that an 18-plus video there?
No. It will be a music video. Mm-hmm. It will be PG.
Yeah.
But we would ask that if anybody does come down, that they don't like release any photos or anything until after the video is released.
Right. Yes. Photos, tweets, whatever.
Yeah. It's a non-spoken.
It's going to be awesome.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah, there you go. There
unspoken non-disclosure.
Yeah. Cool.
We'll have you sign the NDA that'll be typed up on Miles's typewriter.
There you go. You had some toilet paper there I saw earlier.
That's true. Right. I'll just write it out on that and we'll use that.
Cool. Well, then, I guess that is it. You can check out, of course, if you're not on the Minecraft forums, then how are you even functioning? Where do you get your news and your discussion? I don't know, but definitely go to the forums and the Minecraft Wiki, which is actually, what is the URL exactly?
MinecraftWiki.net.
MinecraftWiki.net for all of your information, and also MCServerList.net. I'm excited about the favorites list thing. I'm going to play with that tonight.
We just kind of touched on it too. Curse Gaming is a company that helps y'all out with servers.
Correct. Yeah. No. Back in December, Curse and the small company Redstone Wire Limited that we registered to manage the sites, Curse purchased that company and is now brought us in, and they're helping us in so many ways. The servers for the forums and the wikis you guys wouldn't be able to get to them if it wasn't for them.
Oh, okay.
And that's just curse.com. They actually have some coverage at PAX East, so you can head over to curse.com and see some of that.
I would like to give a shout out to David and his brother Tegan. And this is, I think we've got about another week until David's name officially changes, and I'll let you know it's being changed to Francis. So,
okay.
That's my shout out.
And I want to shout out to all the zombie huggers out there. There have been two good videos this week, one from Mika Craft and one from Minecraft Chick, both about hugging zombies. Very cool. So you can check out this episode here on YouTube. YouTube.deadworkers.com is our official channel. This show comes out every Tuesday on YouTube, but audio version every Monday. And we love all the iTunes reviews. There's so many. They're awesome. I read every single one. And you can...
as opposed to Yogg's cast. Gah!
They don't read any of them.
They just wait for the thumbs up to happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which also, I think Eric should probably work towards so he can do other stuff instead of read.
Yes.
Yeah. It's vanity. He's just sit there and read the vain con. Oh, my video is so good. Look at all these people who think so.
Well, you know, I said iTunes reviews, not YouTube comments.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's right. So be sure to tune in next week. We're going to have, we're doing that video, but at some point we're going to find time to talk with a special guest. Ooh, should I even say? Minecraft Chick will
be
here.
Yeah, Minecraft Chick is going to be...
In studio,
right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
here with us.
For that. The weekend after that is the live streaming. There'll be madness going on in streaming. We may try to get through a lot of the emails that we haven't been able to get through during the streaming, because we're going to be streaming, I think, for like 2 hours or something. So join in on that whole weekend. It's going to be an awesome event.
And thank you very much for being here today with us, Miles. Are you
muted?
No
problem. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I thought you were muted again. And that is the show. That is the show.
That is the show, the show, the show. Thanks for joining us for the show.
Yay.
Show, show, show.
We just kind of fizzle out at the end. Like,
it's magic, you know. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Show, show.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
I just don't know where this is going.
I don't know where to go.
You know, it's very obvious. You guys love what you do.
Well, and that we really just like being around each other and talking, and we like making people laugh, and yeah. But we'd like to
I just went ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, guys.
No, you go.
You go.
All right, I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead.
Dead Workers Party Network! Look at me, I'm on the shaft!